We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Admirable viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 131 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. Nadea, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna. In Inkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, in Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus. In Milong, Channel 36 on Tele Satellite.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachitá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachitá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tuna, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tuna Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, S.A. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Desamparados, Azari, in Carrios de Cartago, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Pontarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca, TV. In Provincia de Alajuela, Upala Centro, Canalete, Bihagua, and Barrio San Jose, Channel 60 on Cable Visión de Occidente.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional, in Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hoditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puozhou City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Qinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, Channel 46 on Didish Cable TV, Channel 110 on Supervision Cable TV, Channel 106 on Sangsar Cable TV, Channel 108 on Sla Cable TV, in Bakhnor District, Channel 57 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company or MTC. In Bainzakh, in Khan Ur District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khang Ur District, Channel 52 on Midelef Cable TV. And in Sangun Kherhang District, Channel 3 on Tafast Esjim Cable TV. In Tsetserlik of Arkhangai Province, Channel 24 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company or MTC. In Bayang Khangor of Bayang Khangor Province, Channel 19 on Sakhang Dasle Cable TV. In Bolshgang of Bolshgang Province, Channel 21 on Midelish Cable TV. In Darkhang Ur Province, in Darkhang, Channel 8 on Darkhang Broadcasting System, Channel 108 on Sla Cable TV. In Sharin Gothsom, Channel 12 on Ot Cable TV. In Darnongob Province, in Zamin Utsom, Channel 4 on Harleong Cable TV. And in Sanshan City, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In San Sangsom of Dangpur Province, Channel 40 on Takhlok Cable TV. In Chur of Gobsumbur Province, Channel 30 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Khenti Province, in Bor Andorsam, Channel 27 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. And Channel 22 on Denghot's Cable TV. In Undakhan City, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. In Hof of Hof Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Marung of Hofskul Province, Channel 48 on Shwa Cable TV. In Irdanet of Orhang Province, Channel 58 on Shwa Cable TV. Channel 26 on Shwa Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Saleng Province, in Hutar, Channel 21 on Erden Cable TV. And Channel 45 on GTV Cable TV. Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Tsungkhara of Mantarsum, Channel 24 on Taslos Cable TV. And in Sukhbatar, Channel 51 on Tani Saleng Cable TV. Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Barun Orsam of Sukhbatar Province, Channel 12 on Acher Cable TV. In Tok Province, in Batsumbarsum, Channel 4 on Mongolian Radio and Television Broadcasting Network, or MRTVN. in Lungsum, Channel 20 on Narang Erhten Ur Cable TV, in Zamarsum, Channel 10 on Information Communication Network, LLC, and Channel 10 on Sakang Dasre Cable TV, and in Zhonghot, Channel 47 on Mongolian Radio and Television Broadcasting Network, or MRTBN, in Owerh Hungai Province, in Arvaikher, Channel 24 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC, in Hujertsum, Channel 15 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC, in Hahorinsum, Channel 53 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC, and in Oyongsum, Channel 5 on MJH Cable TV, in Ulangomsom of Ofs Province, Channel 13 of Dorhung Sharka Cable TV, in Uliaste of Zahang Province, search Supreme Master TV on Uliaste Cable TV.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampoa Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In the Czech Republic, in Holmatov and surrounding areas, on www.grapesc.cz using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on VCAM Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages, are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United States donates $30 million to help mitigate the effects of climate change in Nepal. In sustainable energy news, the Kenyan capital installs solar street lamps. In peace news, a French woman instructs children in Afghanistan in yoga and meditation to encourage harmony. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 28th, acclaimed Chinese novelist, short story writer, and lyricist Mr. Shen Songwen was born Shen Yuwen in 1902 in Hunan Province, China. He was an eminent and prolific writer with over 70 works during his lifetime and is considered the greatest lyric novelist in modern China. Among his prominent pieces are Frontier City, Long River, and The Autobiography. Mr. Shen's literary achievements are known for their efforts to support a compassionate and spiritual relationship between humans. May the splendid literary legacy of Mr. Shen Songwen continue to bring joy to many eager readers.
Flying news. Rains in Nicaragua leave thousands homeless. Persistent rains that began on Thursday, December 22nd, and continued through the weekend, forcing thousands of families to be evacuated from their homes in the North Atlantic coastal region over the holidays. Communities such as the municipality of Bonanza were inundated when a wall of the Siempre Viva hydroelectric dam had broken, as was Ciuna, where the Bambana River rose to dangerous levels. Five bridges also reportedly collapsed, as 102 millimeters of rain fell in just an 8-hour period. President Daniel Ortega dispatched military and other emergency personnel to assist in rescue and relief operations, with the government also sending food supplies and other humanitarian aid. Meanwhile, experts continue to monitor the dam, whose further damage could release 7 million cubic meters of water at once.
With all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please see whether the local governments were in need of any help, as she requested that they also go, if possible, to comfort the most vulnerable, adding that funds are available for emergency aid.
Our gratefulness, President Ortega, the Nicaraguan military, and all others for your help to those in need, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her wholehearted concern. May heaven protect the storm affected, as we pray that humanity's gentler regard for all fellow beings may ease such distressing conditions as these.
Intense storms batter parts of Europe. Storms packed with strong winds swept Shetland and Scotland, UK, as well as Scandinavian countries, claiming at least one life and leaving tens of thousands of households without power. On Christmas Day, Sunday, hurricane-force winds gusting at more than 160 kilometers per hour swept through the Shetland Islands, causing some 5,500 homes to lose electricity. A medical helicopter narrowly avoided disaster as it was thrown into a reverse direction by the gusts, and the roofs were torn from several homes as two unoccupied caravans were destroyed. Meanwhile, Scandinavia was also hit by Storm Dagmar, described to be one of the most powerful in 30 years. Affecting travel in Norway, including cruise ships, the storm also swept across Sweden on Sunday, bringing rail traffic to a standstill and causing over 170,000 households to lose power as trees fell on homes and blocked roads. Finland was then hit on Monday with at least one fatality reported as the blustering winds cut off power for nearly 300,000 households, disrupting cell phone and train service as well. Cleanup crews were out by Monday in efforts to restore regular function to the affected areas.
Our appreciation, officials and all those working to assist the storm-stricken. Let us join in efforts to renew and rebalance the environment through our greater benevolence as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Buddha's sadness.
I wish to find the celestial granary to scatter over mountains and forests, so every bird can be warm and nourished. When I see them in cold, wintry days, wings and feathers all in disarray, searching for food morsels. I wish to share all the meals, nutritious and tasty, with scrawny cats in the wild, wandering and hungry, living furtively in abandoned shrines, blistering days and rainy nights, emaciated and wasting away. I sympathize with the deer and goats on rocky mountains, roaming all day, not having enough dry leaves, craggy cliffs, lonely as ancient tombs. Where can they find sweet grass and nectar stream? The heart of the saint is forever in sorrow. The vow to save the world, will it ever come to fruition? On bended knee, I awaken my faith in a creator and implore him this planet to restore.
Go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 392. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Of the most influential people named for exemplary vegan lifestyles. An article on the This Dish Is Veg website by author Casey Minus features 10 prominent individuals who are leading the way in showing how plant-based fare can transform lives. Among these are former US President Bill Clinton, who has attributed his healthy weight loss and improved heart health to a near-vegan diet. Vegan comedian and Emmy Award-winning talk show host Ellen DeGeneres was also named for her encouragement of the vegan diet on her show, along with her website, Going Vegan with Ellen, and recently announced plans to launch a vegan dog food line. Lee Fulkerson, director of the documentary Forks Over Knives, was named as several celebrities publicly credited the film with their decision to go vegan, while Ingrid Newkirk received recognition for her co-founding of the now international organization People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
Actress, producer, and vegan mother Alicia Silverstone was noted for her authoring of The Kind Diet, as well as her website, thekindlife.com, that helps those interested in adopting plant-based eating. Other influential vegans included Neil Barnard, MD, president and founder of Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, whose peer-reviewed science highlights the health benefits of the vegan diet, and nutrition expert T. Colin Campbell, who has shown the clear relationship between consuming animal products and diseases such as cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and obesity.
Many thanks, journalist Casey Minus, for sharing these uplifting accomplishments, as we applaud all those who have been recognized and many more for your exemplary and compassionate lifestyles. May we all soon make such caring vegan choices that bring both vibrant health and peace of mind.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion US dollars for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/b-veg.
New hope for nearly extinct rhinos in Malaysia. On Saturday, December 24th, conservationists and wildlife officials successfully airlifted a rare endangered Sumatran rhinoceros they had named Puntong, bringing her to the Taban Wildlife Reserve in Sabah State. With previous monitoring that showed Puntong had not even encountered another rhino in the wild for the past 5 years, her arrival at her new home is intended to increase the chance that she will meet a potential partner, including a rescued male named Tom, already living in the sanctuary. Sabah Wildlife Department Director Laurentius Ambu said, "This is a fantastic gift for our uphill battle in ensuring the survival of this truly unique species. And wonderful timing with Christmas, a time to give thanks for our blessings."
The herbivorous Sumatran rhino is considered one of the world's most endangered animals, with populations that have dwindled to less than 40 due to illegal hunting and loss of habitat. In an effort to save the species, Sabah State conservationists are hoping to find more solitary rhinos and move them to the protected area. "Our grateful thanks all Sabah State conservationists and officials as we join in gladness for this gift that brings hope to the species. Blessed be such efforts in fostering greater respect toward the Sumatran rhino and all animal co-inhabitants, so that they may continue to grace our planet with their irreplaceable presence." Save our planet. Increased chance of runaway Arctic global warming due to permafrost melt. A report by the US-based New York Times describes the growing concern of scientists over the threat that the frozen layer of soil known as permafrost, which runs beneath the entire Arctic tundra region, is melting. Although the ancient plant matter from which permafrost was formed has been frozen for the past tens of thousands of years, climate change is causing it to thaw and decompose. If this process continues at its current rate, sufficient methane would be released at some point to set off irreversible global warming. In addition, some Arctic regions, such as northern Alaska, USA, are showing an increase in a phenomenon called thermocasts, in which the melting permafrost layer has caused the ground above it to collapse into hollows.
In the low-lying areas that are created, wetlands and lakes are forming, whose dark water surfaces absorb the sun's heat and cause still further thawing of the permafrost in and around the lake, with often forceful methane plumes being seen bubbling up through the waters. Dr. Katie Walter Anthony and colleague Dr. Guido Gross from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, USA, have been mapping the thermocarst lakes, saying that these could strongly accelerate the Arctic permafrost melt and methane production. Yet another newer factor being studied as the region warms is a potential increase in tundra fires. Scientists warn that these combined factors could turn the Arctic from a vast carbon sink into a potentially lethal source of methane in less than a decade. Dr. Walter Anthony, Dr. Gross, and all scientists involved, we appreciate your research and fieldwork that is helping us understand the growing threat of melting permafrost in the crucial Arctic region.
May we act promptly to avoid further catastrophic warming and stabilize the planet on which all lives depend.
Supreme Master Qinghai has often mentioned permafrost melt as a potential source of runaway global warming, as in this interview published in the September 2009 edition of the House magazine.
"According to Dr. Hansen, our planet is on a dangerous course to pass an irreversible tipping point with disastrous consequences. These, you know, already, like the melting of permafrost, which in turn releases toxic methane gas, resulting in more warming of the atmosphere. The reason scientists are now turning their attention to methane is that research has shown this gas has a heating capacity 100 times greater than CO2 within the first 5 years. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization states that livestock is the single largest human caused source of methane and account for 37% of total greenhouse gases. Thus, if meat eating were to be halted, methane production from livestock would be minimized. And then, consequently, the methane from permafrost will also be stopped. And then we will still have time to handle the CO2. It's very logical, scientifically speaking and otherwise. So being veg means saving our planet.
Save Our Planet, signing a memorandum of understanding with the World Wildlife Fund on Tuesday, December 20th, 2011, Environment Minister Laszlo Borbély of Romania pledges to enhance protection of the country's biodiversity-rich beech tree forests in the Carpathian Mountains, some of Europe's last remaining primary forests.
Save Our Planet, a December 2011 report from India's Infrastructure Development Finance Company warns of impending water shortages, with 14 of 20 major river basins currently strained as it calls for a focus on reusing, recycling, and conserving limited resources.
Warning news. The World and British Anti-Doping Agencies issue a joint warning advising athletes to avoid organ meats such as liver in the upcoming 2012 Olympics, as these may contain the drug clenbuterol, which is fed to livestock in some countries and is not only toxic, but could disqualify them from competitions for as long as 2 years.
How are you, friends? I'm Oda the Wombat, and Tambi is my lovely daughter.
It's an animal-free diet for us. Would you like to hear a tip on the dragon fruit, also called pitaya?
This delicious fruit contains several B vitamins and vitamin C, calcium, iron, phosphorus, carotene, along with other nutrients and antioxidants.
Other benefits of eating this nutritious fruit include helping to lower blood glucose levels, reducing free radicals which damage cells, as well as assisting in maintaining proper digestion and a strong immune system.
Dragon fruit can be eaten raw, used in spreads, salads or sorbets, or made into juice.
Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now the weather around the globe.
News, the United States donates $30 million to mitigate the effects of climate change in Nepal. The U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, is funding the 5-year HarioBan program, which has the goal of lessening carbon dioxide emissions by 1 million tons, enhancing the protection of 50,000 hectares of forest, and safeguarding endangered animals are other aspects of the project. Our sincere appreciation, the United States Agency for International Development, for your generosity. May the beautiful people and country of Nepal gain many benefits from this caring endeavor.
In sustainable energy news, the Kenyan capital installs solar street lamps. The Kenyan government has allocated $10 million for the Nairobi City Council to install the new lamps. They will be deployed on at least 12 streets, as well as a major highway connecting the capital to several towns. When the lights are fully installed by the middle of 2012, they are projected to decrease the city's overall electricity cost by $2 million per month. In the future, the government plans to also install solar street lights outside Nairobi. A big green thumbs up Kenyan government and Nairobi for embracing earth-loving practices. May eco-measures such as these, combined with humanity's adoption of the plant-based diet, help us greet a flourishing future. Up next on Noteworthy News, Afghan children learn yoga practices. We'll visit the garden and thank God for giving us this nurturing planet. Stay tuned for more benefiting news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, regal news for a noble world. In peace news, yoga and meditation are advocated to support harmony in Afghanistan. According to France 24 news agency, French author and yoga instructor Miss Amandine Roche has been encouraging Afghan citizens and residents to adopt the practice. She stated, "Real peace starts within. We need to raise the level of consciousness. It's as simple as that." Ms. Roche has been teaching the ancient discipline to youngsters at a school for street children in Kabul. One of the students, 11-year-old Rokia, said, "This yoga and meditation tends to calm me and helps me to be better and faster in my studies. Kudos, Ms. Amandine Roche, on your devoted efforts to promote serenity. May inner tranquility and harmonious relations soon be enjoyed by all beings with heaven's blessings."
Now let's listen to a joke told in Guarani, an indigenous language of South America entitled Speeding Motorcycle.
Mokoin karia umarangatu oho moto pe praeterei peteinta hashi oyoko shupekuera. Peiko praeterei y peligroso iterei hei tahashi. Karekuera hei, karai anie jepuapu, nyenden yarango oi nyenden die. Tahashi hei, komotongo ondai katui oraja en bojapu pasajero. Lo yapota petei multa.
And now for our viewers' hotline on Eliton Ben Yisrael, living a holistic breatharian lifestyle on Between Master and Disciples. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Great series, Hans from Amsterdam, Netherlands.
Amiable Hans, thank you for your encouraging note. It is surely inspiring to know about individuals such as breatharian Eliton Ben Yisrael who are choosing to live food-free in all joy and vibrancy. May you and the kind-hearted people of the Netherlands be blessed with heavenly grace.
Do you have a hotline today? We very much appreciate your hotlines and stories from your area. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May the eternal love of the Providence soothe your gentle heart.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Chinese Vice President Xi Jinping meets with Thai Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat and Thai Princess Her Royal Highness Maha Chakisirinthorn, where he conveys appreciation for Thailand's steady solidarity as he speaks with optimism of opportunities for further cooperation as well as cultural exchange.
Based on an agreement reached in European Union-mediated talks, residents of Kosovo, which declared autonomy in 2008, may now travel freely to and from neighboring Serbia.
Representing their South Korean fellow citizens, former First Lady Lee Hee-ho and Hyundai Group Chairwoman Kyung Jun-un visit the North Korean capital, Pyongyang, to offer condolences to the North Korean people as they pay respects for the passing of North Korean Supreme Leader Kim Jong-il.
Afghanistan's High Peace Council Foreign Affairs Chief, Mohammad Ismail Kasimyar, offers terms for peaceful negotiation with Taliban members that include their establishment of a liaison office in Qatar, whose capital city Doha has previously served as a meeting place for diplomatic talks.
In an effort to restore neighborly relations after tensions arose over a shared border matter, Peru's Prime Minister Oscar Valdez affirms his nation's wish to live in harmony with Chile, as he also speaks of eliminating poverty as a goal they could achieve together.
59-year-old former circus elephant Anne enjoys her first Christmas in freedom at the UK's Longleat Safari Park after being rescued from mistreatment by Animal Defenders International and caring Daily Mail newspaper readers, who together contributed £400,000 for her transfer.
Meeting in Beijing, China, Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihiko Noda and Chinese Prime Minister Wang Jiabao agree to cooperate in assisting North Korea toward goals of long-term stability and in efforts to quicken the process of resuming six-party denuclearization talks.
Culminating 6 years of athletic effort as he climbed the highest mountain on each of the seven continents, 15-year-old Jordan Romero of the USA sets a world record in being the youngest ever to ascend the peaks known as the Seven Summits, culminating with the Vinson Massif in Antarctica.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.